Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by Steve Geller for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Well, tonight, gentlemen, the 2025 Stanley Cup Final anticipated rematch between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers. It's the first time since 2009 we're going to get two teams that faced off in consecutive finals. Last year, the Florida Panthers took it in 7 games. Defending champs are aiming to become the 10th franchise in NFL history to repeat as cup winners and the first to defeat the same opponent in consecutive finals since the 1978 Montreal Canadiens. Meanwhile, those Oilers are trying to get some redemption after losing that heartbreaking Game 7 to Florida last year. They have home ice advantage. Oilers also aiming to end Canada's Stanley Cup drought, which dates all the way back to 1993. For me, gentlemen, I feel like goaltending is always the big difference in hockey matchups, and I like the Panthers' Sergei Bobrovsky. He's got 57 career playoff wins. Meanwhile, on the Oilers' side, Stuart Skinner lost his starting job early on in these playoffs. He bounced back to anchor Edmonton's run right now, but I just don't trust Skinner's reliability despite a strong defense in front of him with the Edmonton Oilers. So give me the Panthers to repeat as Stanley Cup champs.
Stuart Skinner's weird, Steve, isn't he? Like, he either has sub 860 save percentages where he just gives up like 5 goals in a game, or he shuts out.
Right, or he's lights out, right?
All or nothing with that dude. And so I'm kind of with you here. I'm rooting for the Panthers. Keep the cup in America. That's what I say.
Even though it's all Canadian players on both teams.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But like 1993 since Canada last won the Stanley Cup is incredible, guys.
That to me is a crazy stat.
Yeah.
Guys, that's 1993. I was a senior in high school.
I was born.
Ouch. Oh, my Lord, Charlie.
I'm not going to go. Y'all can go that route. I'm going to stay out of that.
Yeah, so, you know, go Florida. We'll see what happens. I would love to see a 7-game series like we saw last year, guys, because people will forget, you know, Florida taking a 3-0 lead and then Edmonton storming back to tie it and force a game 7 and then losing that game 7. We were so close to, like, history there in the 3-0 comeback, which we never see in professional sports outside of a couple of instances. But, you know, Florida was able to hold it off, and we'll see what happens this year. Guys, I'm going with Paul Skeens. Last night, you know, Steve and I were talking about it. The Astros faced the Pirates, and it was like a 2-hour, 15-minute game. It was super, super short because it was a pitcher's duel. Lance McCullers was awesome, but Paul Skeens was also fantastic. This was his line last night, guys. 8 innings pitched, 3 hits given up against the Astros, 1 earned run. It was only 1 run that he gave up on a solo home run to Christian Walker. He gave up 1 walk and 8 strikeouts, lowering his ERA to 2.05 for the season. Guys, he picked up a loss in that game. I'll reread. 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. 1 home run was the only run he gave up that entire game, and he picked up a loss. He's now 4-6 on the season. And if you're looking a little bit more at the stats, Paul Skeens has only allowed 19 earned runs in 13 starts this year, but the Pirates have lost 8 of those games. They're 5-8. And Paul Skeens starts, despite only giving up 19 earned runs in 13 starts. His last 5 starts, if you just look at that, He's only given up 4 earned runs in 34 and 2/3 innings. That's a 1.04 ERA, guys. His record, 1-2. The Pirates' record, 2-3. Well, what are we doing here? Like, the Pirates are just a dumpster fire. This guy is having an incredible pitching season. He is the star player on a team that desperately needs star power, and they just can't lift him up. You remember a couple years ago, guys, that like Jacob DeGrom was having an incredible season and the Mets could never give him any run support? That's what we're seeing with Paul Skenes. The Pirates offense, if you're looking at a starter that's giving up on an average of 1 run per 9 innings pitched, and he's still losing games, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the organization definitely has to invest in some offense. But, you know, we talked about this a little yesterday off air, Charlie. It's them not giving back into the roster.
No, exactly. I mean, Paul Skenes is the face of their franchise. He's the star player that, you know, is going to bring in plenty of money for that organization. But it's an organization that ranks bottom 5 in the MLB in terms of team payroll. They're one of the 5 teams that don't have $100 million team salary this year. And they joined Tampa Bay. They joined the Athletics, who are playing in a minor league park this year.
Right.
Because they moved out of, you know, Oakland, and they're trying to get to Vegas or whatever. You have the White Sox and Miami. That's where the Pirates are right now. They're among those teams.
That's really unbelievable. I know in talking to Scott Sanders, who knows a lot of these guys in the baseball world, he's told me, the owner of the Pirates, he got money. He just don't want to spend it. You know, he just doesn't want to spend it on the baseball team at all. So he's raking this money in, but he doesn't want to spend anything to try to improve his baseball team. That's this is almost like a throwback to the 60s and 70s when you saw a lot of that. But they weren't making the money because of the television rights like you're making today
right
across the board. I just shake my head with that because I know – the owner of that team, he had success in other businesses. Not to have success in baseball and just be happy with it, I don't get that part.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today, the Phoenix Suns hired Cleveland Cavalier assistant coach Jordan Ott as their new head coach. What's interesting about this is the fact that, you know, he's kind of bounced around the NBA a little bit with the Atlanta Hawks, with the Lakers, with the Nets. Last year, a big part of the coaching staff, certainly with the Cavaliers. But who gave the seal of approval on him was not the owner, not the GM.
Devin Booker. Yeah.
Devin Booker, the player, gets involved here. So in any other sport, I'm not saying that maybe a quarterback wouldn't walk into a room and say, if you were Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen, somebody like that, Lamar Jackson, to say, hey, look, I really like this guy. But to have Devin Booker, who at one time, Charlie, you might correct me on this, but wasn't he sort of on the trading block too?
I think there was some buzz this offseason that the Phoenix Suns were going to completely blow it up after they missed the play-in tournament with all those star players.
It almost sounded like more of their play-in.
I mean, it's just incredible that they had, you know, the salary that they did. We're bashing on the Pirates for not spending money. They were over the apron, and they don't even make the postseason because, you know, they just fell apart at the end of the season. And all the trade rumors are out now as well. And I've heard a lot of buzz about potentially Kevin Durant being gone from this team this offseason. Yeah. But the decision to, you know, sign on with Jordan Ott, as you mentioned, Mike, Devin Booker obviously signed off on that. He's a major reason for it. And now you're looking at, I guess, building around Devin Booker. The buzz that I've heard is that the Knicks potentially moving on from Karl Anthony Towns and sending him to Phoenix for Kevin Durant in kind of like a one-off trade where, because Devin Booker and Karl Anthony Towns are buddies, they played at Kentucky together. And
who's getting what out of that?
Whereas Kevin Durant gets sent to the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns gets sent to Phoenix in that trade.
Well, who's getting what out of that, though, Charlie? I mean, you're trading one little piece, and, you know, Durant's one of the all-time best, as far as I'm. But, you know, he's at an age now where you don't see that.
Yeah.
And it's not consistent anymore. But, man, he was an unbelievable player at one stage. You can't say that about Carl Towns, for sure. And my thing with the Knicks is you built this team – Tom Thibodeau-wise, and now you decide, well, I'm going to go in another direction. Well, wait a minute. You got the players that basically fit what Thibodeau wanted to do.
Exactly.
Now you're going to go another direction player-wise also? No, it's James Dolan there. He's a multi-billionaire, and he's going to do what he wants. And he don't care what a fan or anybody says.
Right.
He's getting his money. It does not matter to him. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm going to hurt him in the pocketbook. Mm. Oh, yeah, really?
Good luck with that.
You're not hurting James Dolan one bit.
Well, that
not
was the
one,
whole,
one bit.
That was the whole thing about the overreaction of firing Tom Thibodeau, who was very successful in the 5 years that he was in New York, getting him to the postseason four different times. It never still doesn't really make sense to me. But at the same time, this might be, you know, the time for the Knicks just to make some sweeping changes. Because like you said, Mike, I don't think they're going to run it back with that roster. It was Tibbs' roster.
You can't.
Tibbs got them to the Eastern Conference Finals with his players, his style of team. And if they're going to make this decision where they think that Tibbs had, you know, his ceiling in New York or whatever, they're going to have to figure out how to make some changes. And maybe, you know, they go big game hunting with a Giannis or a Kevin Durant or something like that. But to be able to do it, it's going to have to start with Karl Anthony Towns. And I think he'll be on his way
out. Are they
going
to go big game hunting when it comes to a new head coach?
I don't even know what the big game hunting would be because, like, Mike, you and I talked about this off air. If they go after Mike Malone, Mike Malone is very similar to what Tom Thibodeau does as a coach.
He's the same guy almost.
Exactly. And so, like, what are you really thinking? We had a text saying that if Mike Malone wasn't on the market, that Thibodeau would have kept his job. I'm like,
I don't believe that.
If they go from Thibodeau to Malone, I get that, you know, Malone's a couple of years removed from an NBA championship. But that's not like the gigantic jump that you're really hoping for to take you to the next step.
I've seen some rumors out there the Knicks could be flirting with trying to lure Dan Hurley Knicks. And that would be – that would have Dolan's name written all over it, though.
I could see him float that to somebody.
Right.
Because the one thing James Dolan does really well, man, he got people that can float rumors out very, very well. But he don't ever act on any of that. But again, when you're a multi-billionaire and you have made this kind of money away from sports, you think you know everything about everything, and no one is going to tell you different. You might say, oh, if I was working for him, I would tell him, yeah, you'd work one day and you'd be unemployed. That's just the way a guy like Dolan operates. And, man, I've heard all kind of horror stories about people, longtime season ticket holders. They would come in through one particular gate for, you know, for years and years. Spike Lee's one of them coming through the same gate. Then all of a sudden, hey, you can't come in through here.
Well,
wait a minute. I've been doing this for 15 years, and now you're telling me I can't? Nope, you can't do this anymore. Well, who's this edict from? Well, Mr. Dolan. Okay, if the boss say that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do.
Right.
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.